Let us pray. Beloved Savior, teach us to be your servants. We ask that you touch the hearts and minds of all in this congregation. May we see the paths set before us as part of the larger purpose that the Father has for this church. Let our conflicts be few and our acts of love be many. Guide us with your Holy Spirit into all your truths, in Jesus' name. Amen. I had to wear this stole. I found it, and it has little mushrooms on it. And I figured after one whole week of rain, this was appropriate. Ray and I call these days like Cleveland days, because that's what it's usually like in Cleveland about this time. But this was a whole Cleveland week, which was really unusual. So we have a leper. Actually, we had 10 lepers. And in the first reading, we have Naaman, Naaman, however you want to say it, just say it with gusto. But I have always liked that story. And I think one of the reasons is because my mother's maiden name is Naaman. Pretty close. I have no idea if it's the same in Aramean or whatever, wherever he was from. But I love the story of Naaman. And the story of the one leper who turned back. They all cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Can you imagine being one of the pitied people of the world? They were. How about the homeless? Vets who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, people who are mentally challenged, or schizophrenic or bipolar, children who are having children, mothers who are now the only parent in the family, people who are challenged in the walk through life. These people also cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Can you imagine not having any contact with anyone you know because of an illness? Well, there are some people who do. Those who had or have HIV, AIDS, or who have tested positive to HIV. Many of their family don't even want to be around them. They're afraid they might catch it. And those with the actual Mycobacterium leprae, I had to find out exactly what that was, or lepromatosis, leprosy. It wasn't something that could be cured back then, especially. But those with other ailments that can easily be seen, the first comes to mind is acne, which may have been considered a form of leprosy back in those days. People cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Can you imagine what it would be like to be a foreigner in the land? We greet many of them each day. How would you like to be a Mexican in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas? Did you know that they were all part of Mexico at one time? And then boom, all of a sudden, they are part of the United States. It was a deal. How would you like to be Chinese or Vietnamese in Texas or the Deep South? They've had their problems also. Those who actually and clearly look different and other to most of the people that you and I know. These people have the right to cry out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And then Jesus happens on a leper colony. That's where the lepers had to stay, not with people they knew, but with other lepers. Happening onto a leper colony was probably one of the scariest incidents one could go through in that life in the 21st century. Lepers were ordered to stay a certain distance away from those people who were clean. They had to announce themselves in a loud voice so that people would be able to stop in time. Many of them had a little bell that they rang. They were ordered out of the town or village and had to subsist any way they could until they were deemed clean again by the priests. They wear bells and other things to announce their presence, I suppose. You can tell by some homeless folks that tie tin cans together and put them on their shopping carts as they go through downtown Albuquerque, Cleveland, any other large city. They would call out, "Unclean, unclean." And what was Jesus going to do in this part of the country anyway? He was out of his realm, if there is an out of realm for Jesus. He was not in Galilee, he was not in Judah, he was in Samaria, the land between. It seems like Jesus liked to go to those places all over. He went across the lake to where the pagans lived in Gerizim and came back. He liked to go out and find those people who live in the margins of society and find people who were disenfranchised and find people who were not fit for the society that they lived in for whatever reason. As they wander homeless and exiled, like some of the folks in downtown. Tramps, some people call them. Tramps who like to call out in a loud voice, "Got any spare change?" Tramps like the ones that hold cups of coins and shake them, saying, "Can you help out a vet down on his luck?" Tramps like those crazy people that move their entire household in shopping carts so they can get to the next place to rest their bones. This is their life. Don't you just want to run and hide from them? Many people do. Don't you just want to have a cane or a stick that you can hold them at bay? Don't they just make you want to scream sometime? And I doubt you would want to scream, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me." And what they're really saying is, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Because there's a lot more than one of them. The shouts and cries of all those that suffer from one thing or another all seem to be saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And you know what? Jesus will have mercy on them. Just like he had mercy on the 10 lepers he just happened upon. The ones that cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." The ones he instructed to go visit their local priests so they could be set free from this ghastly disease and rejoin the community that is their lifeline. Jesus healed them. He didn't just make them clean, he healed them. Jesus set them back on a course of re-entry back into their own community. This is what Jesus does, even now. Jesus heals people of their infirmities and allows them back into the community of hope. Jesus can heal the leper and the blind and the deaf. Jesus can raise our hopes and our countenance and even our dead. Jesus can point the way back to the promised land of community and family and friends. Jesus can lift the downhearted and depressed and dependent. It's an awesome thing when Jesus comes into your life and you can really feel Jesus working within all of your business. People don't usually want anyone in their own business, but if Jesus wants to mess with your business, well, I'd advise you, let him. Jesus knows how to have mercy, and Jesus knows how to heal. Jesus knows how to bring us home back into the community. But healing isn't the be-all and end-all, no. Healing is a good thing, nothing wrong with that, and an awesome, miraculous thing sometimes. But if you're going to go after something in your life, healing is only the first step. Like that one lone, foreign, healed leper who is praising God in a loud voice and turned back so that he could fall on his face at the feet of Jesus. He was healed, yes. Along with the other nine, they were healed. But the one who turned back and fell at his feet, not only was he blessed by his healing, Jesus blessed him a second time. He blessed him with wholeness in his life. He blessed him with relationship. Wholeness comes with relationship with Jesus. Wholeness comes with understanding that Jesus does have mercy on us. That wholeness that comes with healing and praising God with thanksgiving. Wholeness that comes when Jesus brings you into that community, brings you back into that community of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, the other nine were surely healed, and we don't hear from them again, so we kind of have to assume they've been healed for good. Because they went to the priests and they were made clean by them saying so. The other nine were surely allowed back into their communities or family and friends because the priest would allow it. But this one, he was doubly blessed. Why? Because he had an attitude of gratitude. So did Naaman, who came back with presents for Elisha, which Elisha actually didn't accept. The two stories have the same thing in common. Yes, they're stories of lepers, but one was a mighty warrior and the other one was just one of 10 lepers. The stories just use leprosy as a vehicle for learning the priceless gift, the gift of gratitude. The leper had all that other stuff the nine had, but now he had this relationship with the great physician. Naaman, through the humbling of his pride, now got to have a relationship with the Lord God as he cried out, "There is no other God but the God of Israel." Through those relationships, they had a wholeness that is incomprehensible. This is what we ask for. We cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." That's what we want. We want that relationship. The relationship that is as eternal as the love of God from whence it came. Thanks be to God. Amen.